Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Waddle and Sylvie, WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Perfect music to intro the king. By the way, last call for Would You Rather. We're going to do that here in about 15 minutes. So send in your Would You Rather entries. Hashtag it WS Would You Rather. Your best either or question. Send them to Tyler Aki. It's Tyler Aki _ on Twitter. And Jeff _ Meller on Twitter. Make sure it's hashtag WS Would You Rather. So your best either or question. We were talking about, like, weird names. We were talking about Richard names.
Yeah.
Like,
anybody you know named Dick Dick?
Well, let's ask Joniak. Will this make him uncomfortable right
no
off
doubt,
the bat?
But that's the best Joniak is an uncomfortable Joniak.
Play nice today, fellas.
No,
Twice in one week. I mean,
yeah. No, we're not playing
what tonight. Do I owe the pleasure?
Oh, yeah.
We love you.
Likewise. How you guys feeling?
Who's the strangest name? What's the strangest name that you've ever heard somebody be
named?
Yeah,
you're play-by-play guy.
You said to yourself, wow, I can't believe mom and dad gave that kid that name knowing what his surname was.
Oh, I don't know. But I know when I first started at Iowa State doing sportscasts, I've strongly remember the name Dick Trickle.
That was on our list. So there was a Richard Lovelady who is a pitcher on the Cubs. So we were saying Dick Lovelady or Dick Trickle. Would you rather? Which name would you rather have?
Wow. What was the first one again?
Dick Lovelady. Relief pitcher. Is he a relief pitcher? Starter?
I think he's a relief pitcher.
I'm going to go with DT on this one.
Dick Trickle?
Yeah, I'm going to go DT.
Is that your affinity for racing?
No, I just, you know, it just, you know, it kind of sticks out there a little bit.
Let me ask you a question, Jeff. Let me ask you a question. What do you think Mr. and Mrs. Trickle are thinking when they name their son Richard?
I have no idea. How about, well, the former mayor of Indianapolis also comes to mind. I believe he's the mayor of Indianapolis.
His name?
Quickly Google.
Just say it.
William Hudnut.
William Hudnut?
Correct. I remember that also from a sports cast regarding something.
The combine or something like that?
No, I don't.
He signed a new deal for the combine?
There are way too many Dick Johnsons out there,
too. No, he's an American author. Wait, this is true. William H. Hudnut III.
Hudnut.
He passed away in December of 16. An American author and politician and the 45th mayor of Indianapolis from 1976 to 1992. So, therefore, I do remember mentioning that in a sports cast back at KPGY Radio in the dormitory at Iowa State where that radio station started my illustrious career.
It's so amazing that you still remember
I remember it. How could you forget? I don't know.
It's amazing.
I have that tape somewhere, too. That would be something.
You save all your tapes of games and stuff?
No, well, I used to, but now everything's digital, so no. But
How'd you sound back then?
Awful. I have boxes and boxes and boxes of cassette tapes from college, from early on in my career through the Bulls era. I don't know how I wound up all these things from the old WMAQ, but I have them somewhere, and some are marked and some are not. So one day when I retire, I'm going to take each one, pop it in a cassette deck, and go through it, see what I got there.
The problem is, and I have a bunch of these too, is we don't have cassette decks in the production studio anymore because we wanted to do like a back in the day like moment from when I was at GN or 25, like the Waddle play of the day and the Sylvie play of the day.
Well,
like we could spin both back.
You know, go on Amazon and take care. I bought a 2-deck cassette deck a couple years ago. So that while I'm getting ready for games, I might pop these tapes in just for background and hear what I was doing back in the day or what interviews I've done over the course of my career. And I haven't used it once, but yeah, it's there. It's sitting in my on my desk.
Wow.
Anyway.
All right. So what do you make of what the Bears have done and what they have not done?
I mean, listen, We all have expectations, almost from a fantasy football point of view, when you start free agency. You know, you start starring your favorite players, and, you know, you see the assets you have financially. But you have to go back to day one when he was hired. I'm going to be a draft-driven general manager. I'm going to be, not using his exact words, I can't think of it right now, but judicious when it comes to free agency. He's not going to just blow out the budget and spend a lot of money on high-priced players. He's going to be smart about it. So I think that's what he's doing right now, and that's the result of these first few days of free agency. And it's still a long time before the draft, and, you know, the big-ticket items are certainly off the table right now and signed in other places. And I also, and you've heard me say this a million times on your show already in a year plus, I'm not a fan of free agency. I don't. It's not the way you win championships, in my opinion. And so I just cringe when I see some of the paydays. And granted, teams have space to do it. You got to spend some money. You got to do a certain amount of money every year. But everything sounds good. But, you know, don't be lions in the spring and be lambs in the fall.
Ooh.
And that's my big.
How about
that's
that?
My big. I use it all the time because, you know, show me a team that's built with a draft driven young development philosophy and a great quarterback, and we'll talk.
Which of the names that has been added at this point, Jeff, do you think will have the greatest impact on the upcoming season?
That's a great question. I'm going to go with Kevin Byard. I just had a wonderful conversation with him. You'll hear it on Bears Weekly coming up here at 6:30 with Tom Thayer. First of all, you guys also have heard me say this many. I just love safeties. I think you need safeties to be a playoff contender and to be a Super Bowl contender. And granted, he's 30, but he has a great track record, and I've always loved this player. You got to respect the guy who kind of was seriously overlooked in detail coming out of high school, didn't get invited to the combine. He's had a great career, and I think he was played out of the scheme that he was used to in Philadelphia. They didn't use him in the right way. So I think he's a perfect fit here, especially with the guy going on in that secondary. I just think that group's going to be buzzing. So I like that. I like that selection of a player who's still got a lot left in the tank and working hard to the guy doesn't even miss practice. So what a refreshing. He hasn't missed a game. He's played 98 of his 130 NFL games. He's played 100% of the potential snaps in those games. And he even admits they didn't want to leave those games. But, you know, in Tennessee, they had some very successful seasons, and he was getting yanked off the field because, hey, we don't want to get you hurt. And so, knock on wood, he plays healthy and really makes a big impact to fill in whatever blanks the Bears have defensively right now. And you know, Jonathan Owens is an interesting player. And another one at safety was signed before free agency, and the more I've done work on Tarvarius Moore, he didn't play last season. He was signed by the Packers last March and went on IR in August, and then released in September. He had a knee injury of some sort, but this guy really was impressive in San Francisco for a while until Jimmy Ward came alive and had a big contract. But he's a 4.32 speed guy with long arms and can play safety, can play corner. And so the Bears are really investing in that safety position and helping out Jaquan Brisker.
What do you make, though, on the defensive line? That they have not done much. Do you still think there's someone out there, or do you think that there could be a trade, or are they just because they don't have a ton of draft picks? Like, I'm cool with what you're saying about draft and develop, but it's not like they've got a boatload of picks, Jeff.
No, I hear you. They have five at the moment. So you got Sweat, Billings, and Dexter at the three technique with DeMarcus Walker right now would be your starting defensive end. I would like another edge rusher of note. And now we got to determine, is Jervon Dexter ready to be that dominant three technique you need in this defense? Dominique Robinson, Zach Pickens, Khalid Kareem, they're all in this mix as well. But yes, that is definitely a position of need, and you never have enough of those guys to get the rotation that you want. You know, what's interesting, and that trade could be possible. Heck, you know, I believe the Chargers are having a hard time still with their salary cap and what they can do. And I read something that Bosa could be on the market.
Bosa actually reworked his contract, and is staying with the Chargers, if I got that right. Tyler, is that correct? Yes, I think that's correct, Jeff.
Well, I know Khalil Mack did too, but that's. Matt, that doesn't preclude them from still moving him if they want to. But anyway, yes. The pass rush needs more. Sweat's great. Can't do it all by himself. where else is the significance going to come from when you look at some of these defenses? You can get creative, obviously, with the blitzes and everything, but you need another guy to kind of free up Montez Sweat, who does free up some other guys because he's a double-team monster right now, too. But, yeah, I'm with you on that. I am with you on that.
Jeff, let's talk quarterbacks. We had this discussion on Monday. Have you come to a firm conclusion as to how many quarterbacks are good for the competition that will take place? Is it just two? Is it three? Is it five? How many quarterbacks would you expect to compete for the starting job this year?
You are pretty funny. All I know is this. They're right now on NFL rosters, as we sit here, there are 82 quarterbacks on NFL rosters right now.
66 right? played last year,
yeah.
I think,
yeah,
because
exactly.
of injuries.
There's 82. A couple teams have four guys, mostly two. Some have three, and we haven't even drafted anybody yet.
So what are we settling at? Three guys competing?
There have been 17 quarterback moves already this year.
Uh-huh.
So this is what everybody's talking about, Tommy. Everybody got to figure it out. So they'll be – listen. I'm sticking with my guns. You stick to your guns. Oh, I shouldn't say with my guns because I don't have any guns.
I don't either.
I've never owned a gun, but I'm sticking to my guns. And, you know, that's the way I'm rolling.
Okay.
But another individual, I talked to somebody today, and they were listening.
Who?
Hey.
Who was it?
You know,
was this
just
person?
A friend of mine. Said, hey, listen, Waddle's right.
Friend from home?
Not enough, you know. Time on task for the snap. Who's going to? Yeah. I get all that. Yeah, I get okay. all that. Yeah. Yeah. It's a fair point.
You want to hear Lewis Riddick, what he said today us?
Wait, no, because.
What do you mean no?
Wait, listen.
What do you mean no?
Wait, because I already heard him the other day on ESPN television.
This was with us, though, today.
I'm sure he's saying the same thing.
And some of our fans haven't heard. So it's just not only you and.
Yeah, how about some of the other guys that say something exactly what I'm
now
saying?
Now you sound like the Twitter people. Yeah, we played Charlie Weiss earlier.
Talk to Jim Miller at the combine if he's on with you tonight. I'm sure. You know.
Jim can't make it tonight. We're competing. We're a duo. Competing? We're a duo and not a trio tonight.
Okay. Well, that's like Thayer brings the heat. Is he not enough for you all of a sudden?
All right. Let me hear Lewis.
Here's Lewis.
I like
Riddick.
Lewis.
Lewis is great. So Lewis Riddick on the idea that the Bears should keep Fields and then draft Caleb Williams and let them compete. This is what he has to say.
Look, that's the kind of talk that people have when they kind of like want to boil this game down to being something like it was, you know, like we're playing Pop Warner football.
Here we go.
Right? And we're just, you know, and Johnny and Mikey on the Pop Warner 80-pound team just need to fight it out. The best guy?
Johnny and Jeff.
You know, when you got a bunch of, you know, overzealous parents out there, you know, arguing about who should be the starter. This is professional football. This is not look when you're dealing with a position that's this delicate, and you have invested the kind of draft capital that they're going to have invested in that position with, you know, both this year and in Justin also. Like, you need to make that situation about as clean, as healthy, and as productive to where every single day. You are maximizing your ability to get the most out of this young man, well, pour the most into this young man so you can get the most out of him, and so he can be in the right mindset every day to put the maximum into what it's going to take to play quarterback in the NFL and then be able to perform at a level that if he doesn't perform at, you can best believe the same people who are saying now, let's let him fight it out and find out he's the best guy will be the same people talking about the Bears management sucks. Fire the GM. They don't know how to pick a guy. Fire the coach. They don't know how to develop anybody. Let's just start over. Then all those cliches will come out. Let's reset the clock again. Let's reset the clock and draft a guy. That way you can have more cap space and you can just build. It's a never-ending cycle when you do things like that that you think that don't take into account the human element in all this, especially at that position.
Lewis Riddick for you there, Jeff.
Well, yeah, I respect Lewis. Obviously, he's been in front offices. He analyzes this game, and I do too. But he lost me at the word delicate, and that's the part of it I don't like, is that why we have to tiptoe through the tulips here. Everything is delicate. I mean, forget about it. You either are a tough-minded individual, and you can handle whatever's coming at you, or you're not going to make it in this town or in Philadelphia or any of these football crazy cities. So, listen, I don't know what's going to happen, but, again, I'm not just giving it away. That's all I got to say. I just think people want to just unload them or cut them, and that's the end of it. And bring the guy in from USC and let's call it a day. And we got a lot to learn yet. I mean, they got a lot to learn yet about Caleb Williams.
Sure, sure.
Or whomever they may be looking at to pick. That's all. That's my thought on it. I can't be swayed.
I think you keep Justin, you draft Caleb Williams, and maybe see if you can pry Dak Prescott away from the Cowboys.
Yeah, let him go.
Yeah.
Just swing
it like the Bachelor.
Roll the ball out there and let him go.
Yeah, right.
Every day, a rose will be given to the quarterback who had the best day.
Yes.
You guys Woo! Are something. All right, so
let's have an open competition for each game while we're at
done.
It. Let's name a starter for the season. Let's name a starter for the week.
And by the way, before we get let's rub a little dirt on it, okay? Rub a little dirt on it.
I just got done saying how many quarterbacks. Everybody's still trying to find the starters and backups around the league. It's a constant carousel. It's a constant process. At the quarterback position.
They're calling us soft, Jeff. People that, because Sylvia and I both believe that it doesn't work well for anybody. I'm not coddling Caleb Williams or Drake May. I don't think it works for Justin. I don't think it works for Shane Waldron. I don't think it works for Matt Eberflus. I don't think it works for Ryan Poulter. I don't think it works best for Caleb Williams or whoever else it is. I don't think it works for people.
It goes back to this, Jeff.
I'm not soft.
Wait, hey, I didn't call you soft, but let me ask you.
I think you're insinuating.
You're one of the toughest players we've seen come through Chicago.
Not based on what the Twitter folks say.
Well, yeah, I don't listen to that. Anyway, all I know is this: if nothing happens, and he is not dealt, do you just? It goes back to what I asked Sylvie face to face down in the studio in the basement of this here building.
Yeah.
On Monday, do you just want to let him go?
I won't let him go. I'm just telling you that it's not. It would not be my preference. Look, you may be right. Thayer may be right. Yurko may be right. Jim Miller may be right. I'm just saying I respectfully disagree with all of you very educated football people. I don't think it's the best thing for anybody.
Okay. All right. Well, we're not going to budge that. We're not going to budge that boulder this week.
No, we're not.
So let's just see. Right. Let's see what happens down the road. What else you got for me?
That's it. We're done. All right.
What else do you have?
What
I don't know. There's always something to come. What are you doing for St. Paddy's Day over the weekend?
Getting hammered at home.
At home, though, right?
At home, right.
You're not
going to
mingle with the public, your people?
Are you?
I don't know. I'm going to make my way downtown. Absolutely.
Oh, really?
And you know what I did last night? You know what I did last night? I made 2 loaves of Irish soda bread. It's the best Irish soda bread of all time. Brendan here at the Bears in the ticket office. It's a family recipe. I loved it. So I've been baking. I got the baker's hat on. I've been taking care of business. I got more loaves.
What does a baker hat look like?
You know the baker's hat.
The big one,
the big floppy one. Oh, I make a mess, though, boy. Flour everywhere. All right, guys, 6:30 coming up. Bears Weekly, we're going to have one-on-one interviews with Kevin Byard, my new friend at safety there, and DeAndre Swift, who, by the way, is listed at 5'8¼" coming out of the draft, right? I'm 5'7½" on a good day. So I finished the interview, and I'm like, gosh, you know, he's just a smidge taller than me, and, you know, and he's 212, and I know I'm at 200, so, I mean, why couldn't have I played? And then I like, patted him on the stomach, and it's like hitting brick wall. Guy is all muscle.
It's weird that you're not touching him in the stomach.
Just a little pat, like, you know, hey, thanks for helping us out.
Soda bread, too? Did you give him a soda bread?
No soda bread. All right.
Stomach.
6:30, Tom Thayer and I here on ESPN 1000 and the Bears Radio Network.
How are his biceps?
He's a strong guy.
Yeah, strong?
Yeah, he's sturdy.
Quads are good?
Why, you know, he was wearing...
Calves?
No.
Yeah, well, you can squeeze the calves?
No, he's dressed for success
today.
Oh, you
can still squeeze the calves?
No,
it wasn't like he was shirtless and you patted his stomach. Why can't you grab a calf?
No, I'm not going for the leg.
Sweep the leg, Johnny.
All right, Chef.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
Get out of here.
See you out and about.
See ya. There's Chef Jeff.
Oh, he's great.
Unbelievable. I love that guy. All right, coming up next, a quick Would You Rather.
Listen to us now, live on the ESPN Chicago app. Listen to the show in HD at 100.3 HD2 FM. Listen now on ESPN 1000. This is Lotto and Sylvie, ESPN Chicago. Chicago's home for sports.
Hey, this is Coach Mike Ditka.
Greg Olson here.
This is Stacey King.
Hey, this is D. Rose.
What up? This is Ludacris.
Hello, this is Dick Enberg. Would you like to play a little? Would you rather? Oh, my.
All right, boys. It's a Would You Rather time. Hashtag at WS Would You Rather every Thursday. Ask us an either-or question. We got to go express edition here with Bears Weekly coming up. So what do you got for us, Tyler? Let's go quick on this.
All right, let's start with the wild one here. Damien wants to know, middle of your living room, would you rather have a stripper pole from floor to the ceiling with a large urinal fixed near the bottom, plumbing included, or a new luxurious coffin that will someday be yours?
Yeah, I'll take that. I mean, it doesn't mean I'm going to die right now. I don't need a stripper pole with a urinal. Why would I want that?
But it's creepy to have a coffin in
your... Yeah, but you could doll it up and you could, you know,
make it a bed?
Yeah, kind of.
That's weird.
Have you seen? I saw something last night.
I don't want a coffin in my house. That's bad vibes.
They make a bed now for homes and bedrooms in earthquake zones where if, in fact, it feels like I saw this. This was wild and it scared the hell out of me. If it feels the vibration, if it hits a certain level, the top of it closes.
Oh,
it's
really?
Steel
it protects
made.
You?
It's filled with water and oxygen and everything else. It protects you and saves you. It's your own little tomb.
I'm going stripper pole and urinal. Just because I don't want a coffin.
I don't want a stripper pole and a urinal in the middle of my family.
Neither do I, but it's would you rather.
I feel like one's good vibes, one's bad vibes.
Yeah. What's next?
Next, Wilberto wants to know, would you rather trade Justin Fields before the draft and only get a sixth rounder, or keep him until week five and get a second and a fourth rounder?
Boy, that's a dramatic swing right there.
I don't think it's good for...
I don't think it's good for the organization.
At that point, I don't think anybody has benefited. And I know what people are going to say. Well, you're going to get a second-round pick. Well,
and
fourth. What if you're 0-5 and there's a bad vibe in your building?
And Caleb is... whoever the quarterback is.
Look, I don't want to be inconsistent here. I'm going to stick with being consistent.
Too.
And I don't think it's the right decision for them to go to the gate with both.
So, believe it or not. It's a good question, though. What's next?
All right. Would you rather have the McCaskies run the Bulls or the Reinsdorfs run the Bears?
McCaskies run the Bulls. It's not even close.
I'll buy that.
Not even close.
Brian wants to know, would you rather live in a world where you could hear everyone's thoughts or a world where you could see their current emotional state by a color?
Don't care about that. The first one.
You want another thought?
Yes.
Because you could use it to your advantage.
Yes. Yes, that's a good one.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go with that, too. I'll use that to my advantage.
When you can hear everyone's thoughts, you can kind of pick up what their emotional state is, too.
Yeah, for sure. And then you know what they're thinking about you, truly.
All right, that's all of them.
Okay, good.
You got a winner?
Which one do you like, Waddle?
I like the coffin.
Okay, give that one.
Congrats
coffin
to Damien.
Stripper pole with a urinal. That's great.
All right, there you go.
Dancing and peeing.
So do we have to go now? I saw the clock ran down. Are we good for a couple minutes here?
You got a couple minutes.
Right. Meller set the clock before he left, so that's not on my shoulder.
Was it a joke? I don't know.
Or do they have to start at 6:30? Because with Bears Weekly, is the clock different with us, Tyler?
No, we're out in a minute now.
Okay, good. All right, so we've got a minute
left.
Does
BC win? Do the BC play tonight?
Yeah,
college basketball tournament, ACC? They just got done thrashing Clemson.
I think they play Virginia tonight.
Let's go, Virginia. Go home and watch some BC basketball.
Yeah, I love watching the college tournaments.
I've watched very little college basketball. It is now time. It's like playoff hockey. I'm here.
Is this the first year that the Big Ten tournament's in Minneapolis?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's usually in Indy or Chicago, isn't it?
This is a giant mistake. They can't go back.
Wow.
They can't go back. I was just looking at, on ESPN, you're looking at the box scores. It always shows, this game, tickets start at $5.
Yeah,
Minnesota's not a basketball state.
It's not centrally located for all the schools. It's tough to get to for all these schools.
It should be in Chicago or Indianapolis. Just alternate every year.
Yeah.
Who wants to go to the
Twin Cities in March?
Mm-hmm.
Indy's a great event town, and these schools want to go to Chicago. Make it in one of those towns.
Big Ten headquarters are
here too. Yes. All right. Thank you today to Joniak, Charles Robinson, and Lewis Riddick. Great work by Tyler Aki and also Jeff Meller. For Waddle, I'm Sylvie. It's ESPN 1000. Have yourself a great Thursday night.